Thank you and good morning. Large wildfires continue to burn in eastern Humboldt County and western Trinity County, and air quality in many communities across the region has been seriously affected. Fires burning from Gaskee down to southern Humboldt have filled the air with smoke and ash, and residents in Mad River, Dinsmore, Bridgeville, and Blocksburg, as well as communities to the east, are feeling the worst effects. There are several fire complexes burning across Northern California, and of the most immediate concern for fire officials are the Root Complex, burning to the west of High and Palm and to the north of Mad River, and the South Complex, which has forced the evacuation of residents in the Skunk Ranch, Castle Rock, and Four Corners area. A public meeting was held in High and Palm on Sunday afternoon. Another is scheduled for this afternoon at 4 o'clock. Fire crews have been sent into the area to scout for water sources and defensible spaces. The Root Complex has burned more than 19,000 acres and destroyed two outbuildings. More than 500 personnel are assigned to that blaze. The fire stands at 15% containment and is burning in rugged terrain with heavy fuel loads. The River Complex, which has forced evacuations in Trinity Village, Belle Flat, Denny, Daly, and Hoboken, has burned more than 16,000 acres, and heavy smoke has affected residents near the fire area. More than 600 personnel have been assigned to the River Complex, and hundreds of pieces of heavy equipment and air assets are on scene as well. The South Complex has scorched more than 17,000 acres and remains a threat to areas south of High and Palm and south of Highway 299. More than 1,600 personnel have been assigned to the South Complex, which stands at just 5% containment. The larger fires to the east are burning on federal lands. Closer to home, the Humboldt Complex of fires is burning on state responsibility lands in and around Ruth Lake. The Humboldt Complex has burned more than 4,700 acres and stands at 45% containment. The complex is a collection of seven lightning-caused fires that have burned down six outbuildings and led to injuries for 11 fire personnel. More than 1,800 personnel and more than 160 engines and tenders are on scene, as are a dozen helicopters and two dozen bulldozer units. The fires are burning in steep, rugged terrain in the Lassic Wilderness, but are not expected to negatively impact local communities except through degraded air quality. With fire burning in every ranger district from the Oregon border to Mendocino County line, there are thousands of fire personnel assigned to fight the wildfires on private, state, and federal lands. Humboldt State University has opened the doors to some of its dorms to house Cal Fire personnel, given a break from working local fire lines. More than 100 Cal Fire firefighters stayed over the weekend, and the university could continue to be used because local hotels and motels don't have room. A university spokesman said that it's a privilege for the school to host the men and women working the fire lines, and that the university and community are grateful for their efforts. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Residents in Arcata and Eureka who own property in local coastal zones can meet with officials from both cities during the month of August to add their input into any changes to local coastal zone planning regulations. The City of Eureka will host a public meeting this evening at 5:30, and the City of Arcata will host the first of two public meetings scheduled for August, one tomorrow and again on the 18th. Property owners will get updates on any proposed changes to land use and coastal zones. Time now for Our Community News. In this month's Our Community News, we turn the focus to our local forests and the impact they have on the economies of the cities and towns along the northern coast of California and the Wild Rivers coast of Oregon. Currently, the focus on our forest is on wildfires, and there are dozens of fires burning in the region. There are several reasons for those fires: 4 years of drought, lower annual rainfall and snow totals, and the buildup of undergrowth that provide heavy fuel loads. Last week, the U.S. Department of Agriculture released a study that came to the conclusion that the cost of battling numerous large wildfires each summer is growing at a rapid rate. One of the key reasons outlined in that study is far less money dedicated to forest management, including logging and salvage logging. Both private timberland owners and public forest managers have been clamoring for more of both. Logging built the region and was the basis for the economy for a century, and now salvage logging and logging for maintenance of our forest lands could be the key to the modern economy in our communities. And that's the news on this Monday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.